spiritual sluggards. It is true that perfection has never been found among the Lord's people, yet a relative healthiness and vigor have frequently marked them. But during the past century, there has been a steady and noticeable deterioration in spirituality and a sad decline in practical godliness. Power has diminished. Love has cooled. Less and less of the fruit of the Spirit and works of righteousness has been produced. Instead of always abounding in the work of the Lord, rendering universal obedience unto Him, the majority of those bearing the name of Christ were at ease in Zion. Instead of going forth to meet the bridegroom with lamps trimmed and burning, the wise virgins, equally with the foolish ones, slumbered and slept. Instead of running the way of God's commandments, Psalm 119:32, too many sat still, waiting for God to apply the promises to their hearts. Instead of engaging in aggressive evangelism, most of the churches petted and pampered their own members. Instead of contending earnestly in the world for the faith, other churches turned aside to bitter wrangling and profitless contentions among themselves. The Lord's cause languished, and Satan was well pleased. Among the contributing causes which have produced and promoted a generation of spiritual sluggards may be mentioned the following. First, the slackness of preachers. An ever-increasing number of men who sought a soft and easy job were attracted to the ministry, and few indeed burned the midnight oil in their studies and spent themselves in the service of Christ. Second, unfaithful preaching. Where there was an entirely one-sided emphasis, a concentrating upon blessings and of privileges, and a neglecting of duties and obligations, a magnifying of the gifts of divine grace, but a minimizing of the requirements of God's holiness. Third, the inculcation and encouragement of a spirit of fatalism through failing to preserve the balance of truth between God's sovereignty and man's responsibility, between human ability and accountability, with the result that a race of do-nothings was produced, waiting for God to give them more grace instead of using what He had already bestowed. Fourth, being too readily discouraged by the difficulties in the tasks assigned by God, walking too much by sight rather than faith, their zeal abating because they could perceive so little fruit produced. It is not without good reason that the Holy Spirit repeated in 2 Thessalonians 3:13 the exhortation of Galatians 6:9. Be not weary in well-doing.